The first major immigration raids in New York City since President Donald Trump took office happened Tuesday, January 28th. Newly confirmed Secretary of Homeland Security, Kristi Noem, was there documenting the enforcement. Noem shared photos on X showing her wearing a protective vest as she joined officers from multiple federal agencies, including U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement and the Drug Enforcement Administration. She also posted a video of an arrest in the Bronx as federal agents took a high-priority target linked to the Tren de Aragua gang into custody. According to ABC New York, the target was wanted for kidnapping, assault, and burglary in connection with a home invasion at an apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado last month. Dirtbags like this will continue to be removed from our streets, Noem said. The DEA's New York division confirmed it was working with ICE and other federal law enforcement, sharing a photo of the same arrest. Where are ICE raids taking place? Tuesday's raids in New York come as Trump's immigration enforcement ramps up across the country. Additional raids have taken place over the past few days in several cities, including Chicago, Denver, Los Angeles, and Miami. New York City also seen other immigration raids in the last week since Trump took office, but Tuesdays were part of a larger escalation. How is NYC Mayor Eric Adams responding to raids? Mayor Eric Adams said city officials coordinated with ICE on handling migrant criminals. The city also worked to settle worried immigrant New Yorkers. Mayor Adams has made clear that New York City is committed to working with our federal partners to fix our broken immigration system and focus on the small number of people who are entering our localities and committing violent crimes, New York City Hall said in statement Tuesday. What happens next? Border Czar Tom Homan told ABC this week on Sunday, January 26th, that the administration is only targeting violent undocumented immigrants. Right now, it's concentrating on public safety threats, national security threats, Homan said. That's a smaller population, so we're going to do this on a priority basis. That's President Trump's promise. But as that aperture opens, there'll be more arrests nationwide. ICE officials told the Washington Post they would move toward increasing the daily arrest goal from a few hundred people to between 1,200 to 1,500 people per day. Meanwhile, immigration advocates are working to inform immigrants of their rights. The American Immigration Lawyers Association has guidelines posted online, reminding immigrants they don't have to open their doors when officials knock unless officers have a valid search warrant.